Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Ches. As I'm dictating the shiur right now, a young woman in the neighborhood is undergoing a liver transplant, so we're learning for a complete refuah shleima b'mehera for Rivka Chana Bas Sara Leah. Yitzhak Hashem, B'soch Shachol Yisrael, Shishnev, a refuah shleima. Okay, we begin Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph at the two dots, six lines on the top, and we quote the following brisa: Hamafrish es pischo. If a person goes and designates a korban pesach, he declares this animal will be my korban pesach, and then nebuch v'meis, he passes away. So what do you do with this korban pesach? So it depends. In bino memuna imo, if he had a son who was included with this korban pesach with him, he was registered in this korban pesach with the father. So now the korban pesach is not left ownerless. So this situation in bino memuna imo, so then yivienu l'shum pesach, then you're allowed to go bring it as a korban pesach. It never had nobody on it. It therefore is still a valid korban pesach, and the son will bring it. We'll ask in a moment, how can the son bring it? The son is an onan. So we'll ask that question in a moment. So in this situation, yivienu l'shum pesach. However, ein bino memuna imo, if the son is not included in the korban pesach with him, in other words, the father was registered on it, but the son was not, now there's nobody registered on this korban pesach, so ein bino memuna imo, and nobody else is memuna on this korban pesach, so it's a korban pesach that was designated but has no owner, so then, yivienu l'shum shlomim l'shisha asar, then you can go bring this as a korban shlomim, it's a pesach that was dochui, pesach that wasn't allowed to be brought, so it's pushed aside, and therefore you can't bring it as a korban pesach. However, in this situation, you're allowed to go and bring it yivienu l'shum shlomim. But when you bring it on shisha asar, you bring it on the 16th day. Now the pesach was ready to be brought on yudalit in the afternoon. It couldn't be brought as a pesach; it was dochui. So therefore, you would think that you could bring it as a shlomim that day or the next day, but you can't. So you can't go bring this as a Karban Shlomim until the 16th, the first day of Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara tells us, L'yudvav, that means L'shisha Asar. Again, the Gemara is not medakdek, not to say the word Yudvav, which is the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like many of us are, and we say Tezayin. But in any event, the Gemara says, L'yudvav, on the 16th day you bring it in. However, L'tezayin lo, but on the 15th day, on the first day of Pesach, you're not allowed to go bring it as a Karban Shlomim. So Gemara says, why not? So the Gemara answers, Kosovar, because this Tana holds Nedarim Unedavos Ein Kraven B'Yontif. Because you're not allowed to go bring voluntary korbanos on Yontif. So this is a voluntary korban. This Mosar Pesach that turned into a Shlomim is a voluntary korban. And therefore you can bring it on the 16th, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, as a korban Shlomim. No problem. There are other opinions that say you could bring voluntary korbanos on Yontif. It's not Shabbos. Shabbos you can't, but on Yontif you can bring Nedarim Unedavos because you're allowed to have eating meat on Yontif. You can shecht and do all of these melachos for yourself, so why can't you also do them for the Mizbeach and yourself? So therefore, there is an opinion that says you can, but this Tana holds like the opinion that says the Nedarim Unedavos ain't craving Yontif. Fine, that's what the Braisa tells us. Now the problem, Braisa had a number of problems with it. So let's look at the problems. Demei Sa'av Amos. We said that the father passed away, Nebuch. So when did the father pass away? He could pass away before Chatzos, or he could pass away after Chatzos. So what are the two possibilities? Ilema demis kodem Chatzos, if the father passed away before Chatzos, and you have Bino Memuna Imo, and the son is included in that Korban Pesach with him, so the Korban Pesach is not ownerless. So then in this situation, we said, Yivienu l'shum pesach. Then the son, can still bring it as a korban pesach. It's a kosher korban pesach. It wasn't dochui, it wasn't pushed aside, because the son was on it. So therefore, if one person, Nebuch, on the korban pesach dies, everybody else can still bring the korban pesach, so too over here. But Gemara asked the question I alluded to before, how can you tell me, Yivienu l'shum pesach, hocholo aninos ilove meikara? The child is an onan. Before the Korban Pesach turned into a Korban Pesach, it was just separated as a Korban Pesach, but it hadn't yet had the opportunity to be shechted as a Korban Pesach. It hadn't yet become Chatzos, so the child is already an onan. Nebuch, the father, passed away that morning. So therefore, the child is an onan. And an onan, how is an onan allowed to go and bring a korban? An onan shouldn't bring a korban. And therefore, Eloh, we must be talking about, in order for this to be able to be brought as a Korban Pesach, that it must be that the father died, Eloh demis, ach Chatzos, that the father, in fact, passed away after Chatzos. And in that situation, Rashi explains, the kivan de chayla ole din pesach boresha, since as soon as Chatzos came, this was now a valid korban pesach, the father was still alive, and therefore the Korban Pesach is a valid Korban Pesach. So now Nebuch, the father, passes away. The chiv to bring this as a Korban Pesach preceded the din of Aninus. As Rashi explains, this Korban Pesach cannot be shechted on behalf of the son. Shochet li'atzmo, and velo chai shinon, shemo yivyehu lebeis hapsul. We aren't concerned that it's going to end up going to the Beis HaPsul, because in this situation, the Mizhar Zohar Bishul Chovas Pesach Tochayel Lemeikara, because he has an obligation to go bring this Korban Pesach that preceded his becoming an Onen. As opposed to Avoki Chayel Aninus Bereisha, Rashi continues, if the Aninus came first, so then Lo Zohar is not going to be able to be careful, and therefore the Korban Pesach can't be brought. So we can't be talking here about a case, the Gemara explains, where the father died before Chatzos, because if the son was registered with that Korban Pesach, so then he wouldn't be allowed to bring it as a Korban Pesach, because the Aninus was Chal. So therefore, mustn't we be talking about a case, Elo Demis Acha Chatzos? Aren't we talking, therefore, that the father died after Chatzos, so therefore it was already Kavua as a Korban Pesach? In this situation, even if the father Nebuch passes away, you can still go and shecht the Korban Pesach on behalf of the son. He's an Onen right now, but that night, if they buried Nebuch the father during the afternoon of Yudalit, he'll be able to go and eat the Korban Pesach. So therefore, in that situation, it's not a problem. However, what about Ein Bino Mimuna Imo? If the son was not registered on the Korban Pesach, how can you tell me Yivienu Lashum Shlomim? How can you say that this should be brought as a Shlomim? This is a Korban Pesach that was Dochui. The father had been alive at the time that Chatzos came, and therefore it was a Korban Pesach. Nebuch, the father, died. There was nobody else registered on this Korban Pesach. It should be Yira Achi Yistayiv. Ha-Kviate Chatzos. Chatzos designated as a Korban Pesach. Now it's a Korban Pesach that is pushed aside. It's Dochui, and therefore it cannot be brought as a Korban Pesach. It must Yira Achi Yistayiv. You can't bring it as a Shlomim. So how can you tell me here you bring it as a Shlomim? So Amar Rava, Rava's going to give us the first of five terutzim. Rava tells us, Amar Rava, la'olam demis kodem chatzos. We're talking here that the father died before chatzos, and therefore the child is an aninus. Umay yivienu l'shum pesach. And what does it mean? It says that the child is going to bring it as a korban pesach. How is that possible? He's an aninus. The aninus was chal before the korban pesach, and therefore, as Rashi brings down in the Lishna Achrina towards the bottom of the Rashi's over here, he says v'sulo chayla lechiyuv the pesach. He has no chiyuv of bringing a korban pesach because he's an aninus, onen is potum in amitzos. So he has no chiyuv to bring this korban pesach. So therefore, what does it mean? Umayivien l'shum pesach. It means l'shum pesach sheni. He'll use this korban to bring a pesach sheni. Right now, he's a person who cannot bring his Pesach on Pesach Rishon. So what we do in that situation, you bring it on Pesach Sheni. That's what Rava says it means when it says, Yivienu Lushum Pesach, if the father passes away, it's because he'll bring it as a Pesach Sheni. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two, Abaye tells us, Litzdodin Ktoni. There's two separate statements over here. As Rashi says, Meis Achar Chatzos, when you're dealing with the father Nebuch passing away after Chatzos, Bino Memuna Imo, if the son is registered with the father, Yivienu L'shum Pesach, then you're allowed to bring it as a Korban Pesach, because the Zman Chiyuv, the Pesach, Rashi says, came first, Bereisha. And since Ubino Nimne Imo, B'nisharu Lo Balim, since the son is included with the father, he was in that Korban Pesach, therefore that Korban Pesach is not left unregistered, so Yivienu L'shem Pesach, and not a problem. The Chiv Pesach took precedence to the Aninus, and the Korban Pesach always had Balim on it. The son was included on it. So in that situation, not a problem. Rashi says further, Ain't Bino Nimnimo, if the son wasn't included, Lo Maribo, that's not what we're talking about, because in that situation, the Aninus pushes aside any Chiv. This is a Korban Pesach that's Dochui, and therefore it is Yirachi Yistayif, and it can't be brought until it gets the moment. Then you take the money and you go purchase Shlomo with it eventually. Now, that is what Abaye says in the case of Meis Acha Chatzos. What about Meis Kodu Chatzos? If the father Nebuch passed away before Chatzos, if you're telling me that the son is included, so then this is a classical case. You don't need to tell me that they can't be brought because the Aninus precedes the Chiv of the Korban Pesach. So that's also no problem. It's not going to be able to be brought. But Ein Bino Mimuna Imo, but if the son was not registered on the Korban Pesach, so now this is a Korban Pesach that never was able to be brought, Yivienu L'shum Shlomim, but it wasn't Dochui, it was never a Korban Pesach in this situation. So as Rashi points out, Meis Kodum Chatzos Ein Bino Nimni Imo, Yivienu L'shem Shlomim, then you can go bring it as a Shlomim. Dilo kavite chatzos, because it never was capable of being brought as a korban pesach once the zman for the korban pesach came. And it doesn't have to tell us in Bino Nimni Imo, that case, lo itzterich lo ruya bo, midi devade mikro of the pesach sheni, because that situation brings a pesach sheni, as we already said. So that's Abaye's teretz. Teretz number three, Rav Shravia Omar, lo olam de misach chatzos. We're talking, in fact, about where he died after chatzos. The father Nebuch passed away after chatzos. But we're talking here about a situation where it wasn't a sudden death. The father Nebuch was a goses. A goses is the person that Nebuch expected to die, usually within the next 72 hours. So he was on death's door. Ukagon shoyo oviv goses v'chatzos. So at the time that the Korban Pesach would normally take effect at chatzos, the father was already a goses. And therefore there was no expectation that the father would live and that they would actually bring this as a Korban Pesach. As Rashi points out, umesli acha chatzos. So the father was alive, but in dire straits at chatzos, and he dies shortly after chatzos, or mesli acha chatzos. In this situation, where Bino Nim Neimo, where the son was included, so Yivienu L'shem Pesach, then you are allowed to bring this according to Pesach, because the whole chayil aleich yuva the Pesach bereisha, because he did have the chi of a Pesach coming on him. The child wasn't yet an onen at that point in time. And therefore, if the child was included in the Korban Pesach, this is a classical case where the child was also registered on this Korban. The Chiyuv of Pesach occurred before the Chiyuv of the Aninus, and therefore you shechted as a Korban Pesach. However, ein bino nim neimo, if the child was not included and registered on it, so yivienu l'shem shlomim. Here you're allowed to bring it as a shlomim. You don't have to say yirat shiyistayv. Why not? Because kivin debachatzos hayagoses, since the father Nebuch was a goses, and we have the rule of rov goses in l'misa, the vast majority of goses in Nebuch pass away, so then lo kivate chatzos. Then chatzos didn't turn it into a korban pesach. There was no expectation that it would actually be used as a korban pesach, because the father Nebuch was so sick, and he was the only person Nimna on this Korban Pesach, so therefore it can be brought as a Shlomim. It's not Dochui, and therefore can be brought right away as a Shlomim. Of course, you bring it on Tazayin, you don't go bring it on Yontif, because according to this opinion, Nadarman and Davos ain't craving beyond. Fine. That's Teretz number three, Rav Shravia. Rav Ashi says, Leolam demis liacha chatzos. We're talking about where Nebuch the father passed away after chatzos. But we're going according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says what? Rabbi Shimon he diomar ein balei chayim nidachim, that while an animal is alive, it's never pushed aside. Only dead animals can be pushed aside, but a live animal is not going to be pushed aside. As Rashi explains, that Rabbi Shimon's opinion is brought down in the Gemara in Yuma in Daf Samach Gimel Omid Beis, that balei chayim ein nidachim, the only time they're able to be pushed aside is if they have a mum. If they're alive and they have a mum, they're pushed aside. Or if it's an Esnan Zono or a Mechir Kelev, Shein or Ruyin, they can't be brought for an intrinsic problem. Avo Lamashu Roy, but if they were capable of being brought and there's an extrinsic problem, like the father passing away, Yikariv, you're allowed to bring it. That's not called Dochoi. Since nobody is owner of this Pesach, so therefore it's brought as a Korban Shlomim. You don't say Yirat Shiyistayiv in this situation. And finally, the fifth and final teretz is from Ravina. Ravina Amar, Kigon Shehifrisho Acha Chatzos. It was only designated as a Korban Pesach after Chatzos. It was only Mafresh it after Chatzos. In this situation, Umesu Balam Acha Chatzos. And now it was designated after Chatzos, and Nebuch the father passed away after Chatzos. And in this situation, Mekoch Sabar Chatzos Kova. It's only Chatzos itself. At the moment of Chatzos, that's when something is declared a Korban Pesach. If it wasn't already Mafresh as a Korban Pesach, so then being Mafresh later on as a Korban Pesach doesn't intrinsically give it the Kedusha of a Korban Pesach until it's actually shechted as a Korban Pesach. And here Nebuch, the father, passed away after Chatzos, so it doesn't have the status of being a Korban Pesach that was Dochui. And therefore, in this situation, it can be brought as a Shlomim. You don't have to say Yira Achi Yistayiv. So those are the five different ways to understand this brisa properly. Next Mishnah. HaPesach Shinis Orev Bizvachim. If you have a Korban Pesach, they got mixed up with other Korbanos. Now, all of the Korbanos have different procedures to them in terms of how you bring the actual blood applications, how you go about eating it, for what period of time, and therefore you have a problem when you have a Korban Pesach that gets mixed up with other Korbanos. So what do you do in this situation? Kulon Yiru Achi Yistavu. You have to go and let all of them pasture until they get a mum, and then you exchange the money that you get for these animals, the person who purchases it, You go and take that money via machru. You sell these animals, and you take that money via vi. But the hayofish ben miminzeh, or the hayofish ben miminzeh. Rashi gives us an example. For example, you have three tloim over here. You have three sheep. One is a korban pesach, one is an osham, and one is an ola. Each of them have different ways that they're brought. Different parts are allowed to be eaten or not eaten at all. So what do? You can't go and shecht this animal and use it and say, if it's this, it's this. You can't do that. They have different applications, and one is brought totally on the mizbeach, like the ola. The osh was eaten by the kohanim in part, and the korban pesach was eaten by the owners and only by the owners. So you're stuck over here. So you have to wait till they all get a mum, and you go sell them. Now, let's say one of the animals is worth $100, and the other two animals are worth $75 each. So you have to go and assume that the $100 animal was the most expensive animal, was the Pesach. You have to assume it was the Oshun. You have to assume it's the Ola. So a person has to take out, he gets this money for selling these animals, but he's only going to get $250. He's not going to get $300 because he sells them for $175 and $75. So in this situation, he gets $250 and he has to now go purchase a new Ola, a new Osham, and a new Pesach. So he has to assume that the Ola was the $100 animal, has to buy an Ola for $100. He has to assume the Osham was a $100 animal, buys an Osham for $100. He has to assume the Pesach was a $100 animal, has to buy a Pesach for $100. Now, he takes each of these three, that's $300. So where does he get the extra $50? He has to take it from his own pocket. So in this situation, the Yovi Bitmei Hayofish Behem Miminze, he has to take the value of the most expensive one, in my case the $100 one, and bring Ola from that, an Osha from that, a carbon passer from that. Ubitmei Hayofish Behem Miminze. Each of them he has to do the same thing. And the extra money, it says viyafsid, or on the side it says viyafrish hamosar mi beis. So he has to go and take the extra money out of his own pocket to go and make sure that he's not shortchanging any of the korbanos. Because if the ola was worth $100 and he only pays $75 for an ola right now, he's shortchanging the ola, and you're not allowed to do that. That's when they got mixed up with animals that all can't be eaten or all can't be brought in the same way. But if the Korban Pesach were to get mixed up, Nisariv Babichoros, now, a Bechor and a Korban Pesach, they're listed in the Mishnah and Ezum Mekomun in the same paragraph because they have the same blood application. They only require one blood application on the Mizbeach. So you can do the Shlita, and you can do the one blood application, so there's no problem in the actual bringing the Korban. The only difference will be in how long it can be eaten, which the Gemara will discuss in a moment. But therefore, im nisari b'bechoros, so now you don't know, you have two animals in front of you. One is a bechor and one is a korban pesach. So no problem. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, we'll see in a moment why it's only Rabbi Shimon and not the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im chaburos kohanim, if it's all kohanim, so kohanim are allowed to eat this carbon that's brought as a bechor. It's brought as a actual carbon. So you're shechting it in the mizbeach, you're going and bringing it forward. One of them is a pesach, one of them is a bechor. They both have the same exact shchita, the same exact avoda, one application on the Mizbeach, and then, as long as everybody is a Kohen, so all the people that were nimn on the Korban Pesach are Kohanim, and all the people that are allowed to eat the Bechor are all Kohanim, so then, Yochlu, no problem. That night, Tezvav, you'll have two Korbanos. You'll have the Korban Pesach, and instead of having a Chagigas Yedalit, you'll have a Bechor. So therefore, you'll fill up on the Bechor, and then you'll eat the Korban Pesach, Alasova, and life is good. That's what Rabbi Shimon's teretz is. We turn to Tzadi Ches on the base. So why doesn't everybody say that? So Gemara says, "Bahar kamaisi kochim lebeis apsul." How can Rabbi Shimon say this? The zman that you're allowed to eat a korban pesach is shnei yamim v'layla echad. When the Kohen brings the unblemished Bechor as a carbon, so he can eat it that day that it's brought. He can bring it the following night and bring it and eat it the next day. But a Korban Pesach is only allowed to be eaten that night, either to Chatzos or all night long, like we'll have the Machlokas that we've already discussed. We'll have it soon in Arvei Pesachim. So how can you go and do this? Because you're causing the animal that it was the Bechor of these two animals to be eaten for a much shorter period of time. And that's called Maisei Kachim Lebeis Apsul. You're going to cause the Kachim not to be able to be eaten. How much can you eat in just that night, and therefore it's going to lead some of the kachin to be left over, making it nosar, which you're not allowed to do, l'chatchila. So where it says, no, everybody else holds like that, but not Rabbi Shimon. That's why Badafka, this is only the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, l'taimei, Rabbi Shimon holds l'shita so. The Omar, he holds, mevi'in kachin l'beib sepsul. If your alternative is not bringing the carbon at all, you're actually istayev or doing something else that won't allow you to bring the carbon. So he says, so worse comes to worse. You're not intentionally doing anything. You're not saying, I do not want to eat this. You just can't eat it. There's not enough people, or it's just you're full. And therefore, you're allowed to go, since you shechted it properly, you did all the avoda properly, you're eating it properly, if there's leftover, nishkefelech. The fact that you're only able to eat it that night and not the following day, nishkefelech. Maybe in kachim leveis apsul. So you're going to have kachim come to the beis apsul, no problem. That's not, because we learned in the Mishnah in Zvachim that that's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. He said there, Oshem Shinasari Bishlam, if you have a carbon Oshem that's Nasari Bishlam, again, they have different eating periods of time. The Oshem is only allowed to be eaten by the Kohanim that day and that night, whereas the Shlam can be eaten for that day, that night, and the following day as well. So Rabbi Shimon said over there, Rabbi Shimon Omer said, you do the chumers of both. So you have to shecht a Oshem on the northern side. The Shlam could be shecht at any place in the Azara, but also on the northern side. So no problem. Yishchatu Batzafon. Go shecht it on the northern side. Mimanushach. If it's an Oshem, you shecht it in the right place. If it's a Shlam, it's acceptable to accept it on the northern side. And the Yachlu Kechomer Shabhan. And you eat it with the chumrets of both of them. So it's only allowed if it's an Oshem to be eaten by the Pirchei Kohuna. So only Pirchei Kohuna will eat this carbon. If it's a Shlamim, Pirchei Kohuna are allowed to eat a Shlamim, no problem. If it's an Oshem, great. Only the Pirchei Kohuna are eating it. So you eat it like the chumrah of both of them. And if it's an Oshem, it can only be eaten that night, that day and that night. So that's it. So the next morning, you're not going to be able to eat it anymore because maybe it's an Oshem. Ah, it could be a Shlamim, but you have to go to the chumrah. So v'yachlu kechomer shebehen. You do all the chumrahs of both of them. So this is what Rabbi Shimon said. Amrlo, the Chachamim said to him, no, we don't like that. Ein nevi in kachim le'sapsul. You're causing the kachim to be in for a shorter period of time, and therefore you're making it more likely that it will be brought to the beis apsul. The Gemara says, in our situation, where you have the Bechor and the Pesach, they get mixed up together. What do you do? Rabban, hechi adinan. How are they going to go correct this? Because you can't go and bring it as a carbon because of this problem of maybe kachim lebeis apsul. So how are they corrected? So Amar Rava. Rava says, what do you have to do is namtin lo ad sheyumimu. You have to wait till both of these animals get a mum, the Bechor and the Korban Pesach, yira ad sheyistayv. Let them go out to pasture until they get a mum. And then, v'yavi behem moshmena. Then take another animal that's a nice, good, fat animal. In other words, an animal that is an expensive animal that's going to be at least as expensive as the more expensive of these two. So let's say, again, one of these two animals was $100, the other one was $75. So you bring a shmeina, an animal that's at least $100, and you say, v'lema as follows, kol hecha de'isela pesach, wherever that carbon pesach was, whichever one of these two animals was, the kedusha of that carbon pesach should be chal now on this additional animal, this behema shmeina that we're bringing along. Now, the money that somebody paid for this old carbon pesach that has a mum, this psulei mukdashim, so that person eats it with all the dinim of psulei mukdashim, and that money, Rashi says, techol kedushasei ahanach mos, the kedusha of the carbon pesach goes on this money, and you take this money, umaisi bahanach mos, shlomim, kedin mos for pesach. Oh, so that's what happens with the carbon pesach kedusha. It goes and becomes mos or shlomim. And the animals, the two animals that you have, now that have a mum, you treat them both, v'ochil luhu b'toras b'chor b'mum. You treat them both like the dinim of a b'chor b'mum. Now, b'chor b'mum is stricter than a Pesach that got a mum. A Pesach that got a mum, the Beis HaMikdash gets the money, and therefore you want to sell it for the highest price. So we allow you to do certain things with this psulei hamikdashim. For example, you can sell it in the marketplace, and you can sell it as measured amounts of meat, so you get a higher price for it, because the Beis HaMikdash gets the money. But here, since it's not really going to the Beis HaMikdash, it's the person who has the Bechor, he gets that money, the Kohen gets that money, for Ochel B'Torah's Bechor Ba'mum. So you have to treat it like a Bechor Ba'mum. A Bechor Ba'mum, when you go and sell it, so ain't Nishcha B'Litra, you're not allowed to go sell it publicly in the marketplace, ain't Nimchar Nishcha B'Litra, and it can't be go and sold by the pound. You just basically sell it in a small private way, because you don't want to do something to degrade the kedusha of this psul hamukdashim. So therefore, you have to treat it like a bechor ba'mum and not a carbon pesach that has a ba'mum, which would be allowed to be sold in a public place and for set specified quantities in order to be marviach more money. So that's the difference over here between saying that it's b'toras bechor ba'mum as opposed to b'toras carbon pesach ba'mum. Okay, a complicated sugya. Now let's go on to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is a very long Mishnah. Goes really almost to the bottom of the Amud. And it will tell us about a number of other interesting scenarios where more than one carbon pesach ends up being brought. So let's start. The Mishnah tells us, Chaburish Ava Pizqa, you have a group of people that were all together in a Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach gets lost. So what do? The group tells one of the people in the group, go and find us, say, Ubakesh, find us our Korban Pesach, and then when you find it, Ushkotalein, quickly bring it, it's your Dalit in the afternoon, go and bring it for us as a Korban Pesach. So they're relying upon him to go and find that lost Korban Pesach and sheft it on their behalf. No, what does the guy do? V'halach u'matza v'shachat. He did exactly as he was supposed to. He went out, he found the lost Korban Pesach. It's Yudalit in the afternoon. He goes and shechs it, and he wants to bring it as the Korban Pesach for the group. Meanwhile, they got nervous. V'heim lachu v'shachatu. They said, this guy's not coming back. We're going to miss out on the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So let's go sheft another animal as our Korban Pesach. So they went, the rest of the chabur went, v'lachu v'shachatu, another Korban Pesach. So now, there seems to be two Korban Pesachs to this group. What's the din? So we see which one was shechted first. The Mishnah tells us, Im shelo nishchat rishon, if the guy that was sent out to search and look for the Korban Pesach found it and shechted it before they shechted their Korban Pesach, so then he's doing their shlichus, and therefore that Korban Pesach is good for him and for them. And therefore, hu achal mishelo, v'heim ochlin imo mishelo. So the Korban Pesach that he shechted first, which was their group Korban Pesach, is a perfectly good Korban Pesach for all of them. However, the other carbon that they shechted is going to be pasul because it has no balam on it, because the balam of that carbon pesach are actually already included in the first carbon pesach that was shechted. So this is a carbon that was shechted with no balam, and it's going to have to be burned. She is sorry if it's Rashi says. Now, what about if they did it the other way around? In Mishalahem Nishlat Rishon, he couldn't find the Korban Pesach, and he was looking, finally finds it. But meanwhile, they shechted their own Korban Pesach. So now they shechted on their behalf a new Korban Pesach. So in this situation, im shelohen nishchat rishon, so heim ochlim mishalem. The rest of the Chabura, they made their own new Korban Pesach. They basically gave up their rights to the original Korban Pesach, and they put themselves into a new Korban Pesach, so heim ochlim mishalem. And meanwhile, he never was included in that group, so he shechted the Korban Pesach that was lost, v'hu ochlim mishalem. So everybody's happy. Both Korban Pesachs are good in this situation. However, if we don't know which one was shechted first, v'meni yodua, so now we're stuck. We're in a quandary over here. Or alternatively, they were shechted bidiyuk at the exact same time. So now we don't know which one is the real Korban Pesach and which one is supposed to go to the Beis HaSreifa. It's supposed to be burned. So in this situation, he definitely is okay because Mimanushach, he never was included in their Korban Pesach. So even if their Korban Pesach was shechted first, that wasn't his. So he's shechting the Korban Pesach that was lost, and now he founds it and shechts it, so he's okay. Hu achal mishalo. They're the ones in a quandary. V'heim ein ochel imo. They can't eat with him because maybe their Korban Pesach was shechted first, and therefore they're not included in the original Korban Pesach. On the other hand, maybe the guy that went out to find the lost Korban Pesach actually found it and shechted it first, and therefore they were included in his Korban Pesach, and their Korban Pesach is l'sreifa. So therefore, they're stuck. V'heim ein an ochel imo. They can't eat with him, and v'shalahen, they can't eat their own. So his is allowed to be eaten because he can go eat it. So it doesn't go to the Beis HaSreifa, and he's the only one that can eat from that Korban Pesach. He's the only one that was nimna on it. And their Korban Pesach, well, maybe it's good, maybe it's not, but therefore nobody can eat from it, and therefore it goes to the Beis HaSreifa. But in this situation, even though they didn't eat from a Korban Pesach, they are considered that they vaday brought a Korban Pesach, Mimanushach, either the first one that he shechted on their behalf was their Korban Pesach, or the second one that they shechted on their behalf is the Korban Pesach, and therefore, upturim milasos Pesach sheni. They don't have to bring. They were yotzei the Korban Pesach, albeit they didn't eat from it. They're yotzei the din of Korban Pesach, and they don't have to bring a Pesach sheni. What happens if the following scenario occurred? Amar Lohan, listen, you're asking me to go out and find this Korban Pesach, but let's say I can't find it. I don't want to be left out. So if I don't come back by a certain time, in Micharti, if I don't come back right away, go and shech the new Korban Pesach and include me in that Korban Pesach. Tzu v'shachat u'alai. Go shech the new Korban Pesach for yourself and for me. So here it's the opposite case. He's telling them that I want to be yotzei with you. Now, what happens? Halach u'matzo v'shachat, if he went out and found the original lost Korban Pesach and shechted it, and meanwhile, the heim lachu v'shachatu also. They, meanwhile, went and said, he's not returning, and we're going to go shechter a new Korban Pesach because we don't want to be left out. So therefore, in this situation, you have to see which one was shechter first. Im shelohen nishchat rishon, if the group they shechted their Korban Pesach before. The guy who found the lost Korban Pesach came back and shechted it. So if the group shechted the Korban Pesach, so he was included in that group. So therefore, everybody can eat from that second Korban Pesach. Hein ochel mishalehen, v'ochel imahem. They eat the Korban Pesach that they shechted on the new Korban Pesach for the group. And since he has to be included with them, so they shechted that one first. So he's included with them. However, but if he got back first and shechted his own, so he's included in that one. Who ochel mishalo, vein ochel mishalem. But they had basically excluded themselves from that Korban Pesach by saying, we're going to go shecht our own Korban Pesach. No, you want to go look for it, you find it, because on day, but we're shechting our own Korban Pesach. And therefore, who ochel mishalo in this situation, when his was shechted first, but they're already out of that one, vein ochel mishalem, and therefore they eat their own Korban Pesach. Again, if we're not sure, if any of the we don't know which one was shechted first, or they're both shechted at the exact same time, so now we have a quandary again. So there, no problem. The larger group has no problem because they gave up on that first lost Korban Pesach and they chose a new Korban Pesach. So therefore, they were nimna on a new Korban Pesach and they're not included in the old Korban Pesach, so they have no problem. But the guy that went out to look for it and found it, so he had also asked to be included with them. And we don't know whether his Korban Pesach that he found, the lost one that he found, was shechted first, or their Korban Pesach, the new Korban Pesach for the group, which he was included in, was shechted first. So therefore, who, in this situation, he's stuck, he's going to be in trouble. So, hey, Nochlim Mishalem, as I said, they can go eat their own new Korban Pesach, but he can't eat from either one. He can't eat with them because maybe his Korban Pesach was shechted first, and therefore he's not included in their group. But he can't eat with them because maybe his Korban Pesach was shechted first. So he's stuck, he can't eat from either one. And what happens to his? It has no balam on it, it can't be eaten. It has to go out to the base of Sreifa. However, again, in this situation, he doesn't have to go make a Pesach Sheni, because bottom line is, he was Yotzi Mimono Shok with one of the two Korban Pesachs. What happens if they both said to each other the scenario, Amar Lehen V'Yamru Lo? He says to them, go include me in the new Korban Pesach that you're shechting. And they said to him, but include us in the Korban Pesach in case you find it. So this is the worst of all worlds. So in this situation, if the guy that went out to find the lost Korban Pesach found it first and shechted it, so then Ochlin Kulam in Arishon, that's fine, no problem. And the second Korban Pesach that was shechted, so that's going to go to the base of Sreifa. And likewise, if you know for certain that the second Korban Pesach was shechted first, so then everybody eats in the second Korban Pesach, and the first Korban Pesach, the one that was lost and now had been shechted, that goes to the base of Sreifa. But if you don't know, you don't know which one was shechted first, or if they were both shechted simultaneously, so then Shneim Yotzin the base of Sreifa, then both of them would go out to the base of Sreifa, and Rashi points out, however, they would be definitely Yotze. One of the two Korban Pesachs was definitely good. We don't know which one, so they can't be eaten from either one. Both of them have to go to the base of Sreifa, but they're going to be potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. Now, the best scenario is when they didn't say anything. Reuven went off to go and shecht the Korban Pesach that was lost to see if he could find it and shecht it. And they, meanwhile, didn't say anything, and they went to go shecht their own Korban Pesach. Lo and lehen, lo and lo. Neither one said to the other, include me in your group, don't include me in the group. So in this situation, ain achroim zelazeh. They've essentially broken up. And the first guy that went off to go look for the Korban Pesach, so if he finds it and shechts it, gezuntate, that's his. And meanwhile, if they went and shechted the second Korban Pesach, so they're gezuntate, they're also well. So therefore, there's no achrayis one to the other. And in this situation, everybody can eat from their own Korban Pesach. We don't care which one was shechted first. In this situation, each group is now separate, the guy that's alone, and the rest of the chabura, each of them eats their own Korban Pesach. Now the Mishnah has some additional cases. If you have shtei chaburos, shinis arvu pischeyem, you have two groups of people. That they're each, you have group one and group two. Group one has five people on, group two has five people on it. And their Korban Pesach gets mixed up. So now what do you do? So eim moshen lchem echad, ve'elu moshen lchem echad. So now each group one and group two, pulls one of the Korban Pesachs towards them. And they say, this is now going to be our Korban Pesach under the following rules. Echad me'elu ba'alo eitzel elu. Echad me'elu ba'alo eitzel elu. So one of the five guys in the original group one, he goes to group two. And one of the five guys in the original group two, he goes to group one. So now, mimanushach, whichever Karban Pesach really belong to group one, at least one member of group one is on it. Either four members are on it, or one member is on it, and vice versa for group two. And v'kachei moment, this is what they say, im shalanu ha-pesach hazeh, if the four people that are there from group one, with the one person there that's from group two, has the Karban Pesach in front of them, one of the two Karban Pesachs in front of them, and they say, if this really was our Karban Pesach, im shalanu ha-pesach hazeh, it really was group one's Karban Pesach, so yodecho mishuchos mishocha, then you have given up your rights in Karban Pesach number two, and you're now nimna with us in Karban Pesach number one. V'nimneisa al shalanu, you're included with our Karban Pesach. V'im shalecha hu ha-pesach hazeh, and if in fact this was the group two Karban Pesach, well, you're a group two guy, so it never is without balim, and therefore we are going to take our hands off our group one Karban Pesach, and we're going to join you here in group two. Yodeinu mishuchas mishalanu, v'nimninu al shalach. So everything is good, and group two does the same thing. So in this situation, there is at least one original owner from each Karban Pesach on that Karban Pesach. In my example, it's either four of the original owners or one of the original owners, and the others then, the other four or the other one, are now brought onto a new Karban Pesach, and everybody's Yotze in this way. You have five guys now on Karban Pesach number one previously. May not be the original five guys, but at least one of them was, possibly four. And same thing with Karban Pesach number two. Everything is good. Now, the last case of the Mishnah is, what about the following scenario? V'kein chamesh chaburos shochamisha chamisha. And then it says, v'shalasara asara. Some say the same thing applies if it's 10-10. In other words, you have five groups with five people in each group, or you have 10 groups with 10 people in each group. That's a simple way to understand it. What do you do in this situation? So you basically repeat what we just did with the two chaburas. You do the same thing over here. Moshe nohem echad mikol chabur chabur. Let's take it's the five groups. So you have group 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, each of them with five people on it, A, B, C, D, and E. So you're going to basically have one person from group number 1, we'll call him A, he goes on group number 1. And B, C, D, and E, they go to group 2, group 3, group 4, and group 5. And you do the same thing with each group. So you basically have, on every Karban Pesach now, one member of the original group and four members that came from the other four groups. And in this way, Moshkelon Echo Mikol Chaburu Chabura, V'keinheim Omrim. You now have pulled five different people from the five groups onto each Karban. So you have a person from group 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 on each one of these korbanos. We don't know which one is which, but now you have five different people from five different groups on korban number 1. Same thing for korban number 2, 3, 4, and 5. And they say as follows. If, in fact, this is my korban Pesach, the person who really was from group 1, he's one of those five people now. Only one of the five is from group 1. He says, so this is my korban Pesach. You guys leave your own korban Pesach and come join my korban Pesach. And each group does that. So therefore, at the bottom, at the end of the day, each group will have one of the original owners of that korban Pesach still on it, and therefore there's no problem that it doesn't have an original member of the Karban Pesach in that group. The more we'll discuss this, and therefore, each Karban Pesach is still good, albeit four of the five people left their original groups and now are joined on this group. That's not a problem. Before the Karban Pesach is shechted, you can jump around as much as you want. Finally, the Mishnah concludes with the following statement. Shnayim shinis arvu pischeim. You have two people that the Karban Pesach got mixed up. So now there's only one person on each Karban Pesach. Now this is a problem, because you can't ever have a Karban Pesach that doesn't have anybody on it. So if each of them does what we previously said, you join my Karban Pesach and say you're giving up your original Karban Pesach and now you're joining mine, and then we'll go to yours and say, well, if yours was the right Karban Pesach for you, then I'm joining your Karban Pesach, so then you're going to have a Karban Pesach without anybody on it for a period of time. So you can't do the previous suggestion that we made. So if you have two people, one person on one Karban Pesach, one person on another Karban Pesach, and those two Karban Pesachs got mixed up, this is what you have to do. Zem Moshech lo Echad, v'zem Moshech lo Echad. Each of them has to add another person. So Rashi gives the example over here. You have Reuven and Shimon. Shinis Arvu Pischeim. Their Karban Pesachs get mixed up. So Reuven, Moshech lo Echad. Reuven brings to him another person. V'Shimon, Moshech lo Echad. And Shimon brings to him another person. Now, Reuven Holech umemana imo es Levi min hashuk. Reuven has picked Levi to come from the marketplace, so to say, another person from nowhere to come and be on his Karban Pesach. So now Karban Pesach number one is nimna on it, Reuven and Levi. And he says, Omer, komo kum shu Pesach sheli hare ato nimna olov. And he says, we don't know which one of these two is my Karban Pesach, but you're with me. So whichever one of these two is my Korban Pesach, it's now not Reuven's Korban Pesach, it's Reuven and Levi's Korban Pesach. And Shimon does the same thing. Shimon takes another guy from the marketplace, he takes a Stam guy Yehuda, and he says, whatever my Korban Pesach is, you're on my Korban Pesach. So now each Korban Pesach has two people on it. Korban Pesach number one, which belonged originally to Reuven, now belongs to Reuven and Levi. And Korban Pesach number two, which originally belonged to Shimon, now belongs to Shimon and Yehuda. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says, Zem Moshech Lo Echad, Zem Moshech Lo Echad. Each take one of the two mixed up Korban Pesachs and sort of say, bring it to them. And then they add, Zem Emanu Imo Echad Min Ashuk, Zem Emanu Imo Echad Min Ashuk. Reuven takes one of the Korban Pesachs. He doesn't say anything yet. He brings Levi onto his original Korban Pesach, whichever one of the two it is. And Shimon brings one of the Korban Pesachs to him, doesn't say yet what he's doing, but he says, Yehuda, you are now on my original Korban Pesach. So we have Reuven and Levi next to one of the Korban Pesachs. We don't know if it's theirs or not. And Shimon and Yehuda are next to the other Korban Pesach. We don't know if it's theirs or not. And each of them says as follows, Zeh bo etzo zeh. V'zeh bo etzo zeh. Reuven goes over to the other group, which is Shimon and Yehuda. And Shimon goes over to the group that was originally Reuven and Levi. So now you have Reuven with Yehuda and Shimon with Levi. And they each say, Im Shaliu Pesach Zeh, Reuven and Shimon each say respectively. Reuven is with Yehuda now. And he says, if this is my original Korban Pesach, 50% chance that we picked it this way, Im Shaliu Pesach Zeh, so Yodecha Meshuchos Mishalcha Firuneso Al Shali. Reuven says to Yehuda, if this is really my Korban Pesach, and you are on the other Korban Pesach, so then you're giving up your rights on that other Korban Pesach, and you're coming to me. So this Pesach that we've randomly assigned, 50% chance that it's mine, so if it really was mine, so you're giving up your rights on the original Korban Pesach that you were signed on to with Shimon, and now you're coming with me, Reuven says to Yehuda. And if in fact this Korban Pesach was really yours, v'im sholchahu Pesach zeh, so then, yodai mishuchos mishali, v'im nesei al shalach, then I'm giving up my original Korban Pesach, and I'm joining you. So again, Mimanu Shach, Reuven says with Yehuda, either I'm the original owner of this and you're joining me, or you're the original owner of this and I'm joining you. And each of us is giving up our rights in the other Korban Pesach. So we each are only nimna on one Korban Pesach. And Shimon does the same thing with Levi. Shimon says to Levi, listen, if this is my Korban Pesach, so you're now going to join me on this Korban Pesach and you give up your original Korban Pesach. And if this Korban Pesach is really yours, so then I'm joining you and I'm giving up my rights on my original Korban Pesach. In this way, no Korban Pesach was ever left without its original owner, or one of its original owners, and never left alone. And this way, that's how you solve the problem of Shnayim Shinasar V'Pisrayim, when Reuven had a Korban Pesach, and Shimon had a Korban Pesach. They were the only ones on it, and they got mixed up. Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Amar Lahan, the Amulo. We had the case earlier in the Mishnah, where we said, if each of them spoke too much, if the guy that went off looking for the Korban Pesach that was lost, said to the group, hey, you guys go Shecht on my behalf, if I don't come back fast enough in time, and I won't be able to bring the Korban Pesach, so you shecht on my behalf. And they said to him, in case you go find it, we're with you. So in the case of Amar Lahan V'Amru Lo, so then, if they know which one was shechted first, so Ochel Min HaRishon, and the second one goes to the base of Sreifa. But if they didn't say anything, Lo Amar Lahan V'Lo Amru Lo, if neither one said anything, he went to go look for the lost Korban Pesach, and they went to go shecht their own new Korban Pesach, so then everybody's on their own. Ein HaNachrayim Zelazeh. The Braisa repeats what we said in the Mishnah. The Braisa adds, however, we turn to Tzadi Tes Omud Aleph, Mikan Amru, from here the rabbis had a beautiful aphorism, and they said, Yofishtiko lechachomim, how good is silence, right? We have the famous Vart in Pirkei Avos, Lo Motzosi leguf tov mishsiko. There's nothing better than being silent. So over here, if neither of them said anything, neither the person going off to look for the Korban Pesach, nor the people that stayed behind, so if they didn't say anything to each other, then both Korban Pesachs are good, and no harm is done. But when they said something to each other, that made it worse. One of the Korban Pesachs, or possibly even both of the Korban Pesachs, have to go to the Beis HaSreifa. So therefore, Yofe Shesiko LaChachamim, Kavachom LaTipshin. If Shtika is good even for wise people, how much more so it's good for foolish people? Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us, famous Pasuk for Mishlei, Evil, a silly person, a fool, Machrish, he is silent, Ah, Chochem Yishot LeChoshev, then he's going to be thought to be smart. Right, we have in English a famous statement that if you keep your mouth shut, people might think you're a fool, but when you open your mouth, you've conclusively proven that you're a fool. So therefore, we have a similar idea. A person should be silent. It's better sometimes to be quiet. And this way, you can't do harm. When you open your mouth, sometimes more harm will come from it. So this is what the Chacham said, Yafishtika Lacham and Kavachom Letipshin. It's better for even a wise person to be silent, and certainly how much more so for the foolish person. So therefore, that's what we see over here from our Mishnah. When they spoke up, they caused trouble. If they hadn't spoken up, there would be less trouble. Then we said the end part of the Mishnah, we gave the situation with Reuven and Shimon. Reuven added Levi, and Shimon added Yehuda, and then they switched. So therefore, there's always somebody on the original Karban Pesach. So we want to suggest, Lema Masnisa the local Rabbi Yehuda. While this idea works, that you have at least one person from each Karban Pesach there, so the Karban Pesach never left unregistered, so therefore it's good, but that's only good according to the opinion of the Chachamim. That wouldn't be good according to the opinion of Yehuda, because we learned in the Braisa, the Tanya, the Pasuk says, if the people on the Karban Pesach, there's not enough for them in the Karban Pesach, there's not enough kizesim, so melame shemismatin vahochin, that they're allowed to go and leave the Karban Pesach. Otherwise, how did it become Yimata Bayis Mios Miseh? So originally had 10 people on it, and now there's only 5 people on it. So in this situation, Ubavad Shihei Echod Mibnei Chabura Kayim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that one of the original people has to be on it still. While 5 may have left, as long as you have one of the original people on it, then you're still good. Now, that's seemingly against our Mishnah, because we had Reuven originally on it alone. He's one of the original people. And Shimon was on it alone. He's one of the original people. Now, we may not have one of the original people on it. It's only a 50% chance that Reuven picked the right Karban Pesach, that Shimon picked the right Karban Pesach. It's a 50% chance that they didn't. And you can have 0 people on it. So according to Rav Yehuda, that's no good. Ah, lema mastisim delok Rav Yehuda. Rav Yossi is fine. Rav Yossi Omer Ubavad Shelo Yanichu as a Pesach Kamoshu. You can't have had the Korban Pesach without anybody on it. So our Mishnah always had somebody on it. That's why we added Levi. That's why we added Yehuda. But it doesn't have to be one of the original people that were on it. So let us say Lema Masnisin is like Rav Yossi, like the Chachamim, but it's not like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we want to suggest. But Amar Rav Yochanan, that's not true. Afilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda. You could even say that our Mishnah includes the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that says one of the original owners has to always be on the Korban Pesach, or else it becomes no good. Why is that? Because Kivan Dam Rabbi Yehuda, because there's another opinion that Rabbi Yehuda has, that Ein Shochtin Es HaPesach Al HaYochid. We learned this previously, that you have to have at least 2 people on a Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda. You can't bring a Korban Pesach on behalf of one person. So, when Reuven set aside this Korban Pesach, it always, L'chatchila, was going to have a second person on it, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Just hadn't chosen yet that second person, but that second person is considered an original owner, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So since Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Shochin Es HaPesach HaYochid, Meikara Liamnuye Yachrina Bahadei Kai. It's as if there was another person there, because he intended to have another person there, because it's impossible not to have another person there. And therefore, this second person, Levi with Reuven, or Yehuda with Shimon, he's like one of the original people in that Korban Pesach, and therefore, as long as either Reuven or Levi or Shimon or Yehuda is left on their respective Korban Pesachs, which is how we worked it out, there is no problem, and therefore our Mishnah could even be according to Rabbi Yehuda. And in fact, Omer Ravashi, Masnisa Nami Daika. I'll show you that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda because Diktani, because we learned in our Mishnah. In the case before that, it said, if you had 5 groups of people with 5 people in each group. So you had, in that situation, when we split it up, you had only one person left from each Korban Pesach on each group. So you had one of the original 5 people from Korban Pesach 1, one of the 5 people originally from Korban Pesach 2, etc., on each one. So Chamisha in, that's why they have to tell us that there were 5 people in each group. That's why it was able to work out, because you had at least one person left from each Korban Pesach, like Rabbi Yehuda said you had to. But it didn't say that you had 4 groups with 5 people and 1 group with only 4 people. It didn't give us that case. It said you had to have 5 groups with 5 people or 10 groups with 10 people to illustrate this point. And therefore, why did it have to give us that exact number? Because if you had only 4 people, that means one of the Korban Pesachs would not have had possibly an original member left on it. It might have been, therefore, in the group that had 4, that they actually all statistically unlikely, but possible, that they all went on to a Korban Pesach that wasn't their own. So the four people that were originally in a Korban Pesach, so they're going to be split up into the other four. They may not go back on their own. So that Korban Pesach would not have one of the original members. That's why the Mishnah specifically said that would be no good. That's why it had to say, Chamesh, Chaburush, Chamisha, Chamisha, Asara, Shalasara, to teach us that you must have at least one of the original people still left on the Korban, exactly like Rav Yehuda says, Shmami na. This is a good Raya. This is a Diyuk Rav Ashi says, that our Mishnah, in fact, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and this part of the Mishnah, Chamesh Chabur, Shachamisha Chamisha, is the proof to that. With this we conclude the beautiful ninth parak, Hadron Alecha Misha Yotame, Hadron Alecha Misha Yotame, Hadron Alecha Misha Yotame. This really also concludes, that's why it says Uslich La Pesach Sheni, this really also concludes the part of Maseches Pesachim that is the Pesach Sheni part, which deals with the Korban Pesach. And therefore, we have really essentially finished the Masechta right now today. Again, we learned today for a Refuah Shlema who's undergoing an operation right now as I'm learning this year. Mitzvah Hashem, we all learn this year. She continued to have a Refuah Shlema. Rivka Chana Basara Leia. Mitzvah Hashem, Besoch Shachal Yisrael. She should continue to have a complete and full Refuah Shlema from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That concludes today's shir.